My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And so that share of the pie is now
it bigger, is smaller, yeah.
And that represents a jump for them.
Right.
But for us, it might not be the same.
It might not.
The jump might be different. And so that's what I'm saying with.
To be clear,
and now you got AAC coming in here and saying we're going
to
sweeten it up
less
for you.
To go.
Well, you can't take less.
Yeah, like that's an off the table.
Well, right.
If it was
for
equal.
Boise State, but you understand, it's more for them
yes.
right now, a lot more, because
right.
they're coming from less than a Mountain West where there's 12 teams.
Right.
They're going to go to a Pac-12 is going to be 8.
Right.
And they're getting more on a TV deal that at some point is going to materialize.
Correct.
Memphis, that is not the same because you're already making more
exactly.
than Boise. You're between 8 and 10 or
exactly.
7 and 10 or whatever that number is.
Right. So, I mean, listen. So
it's a math deal.
It 100%
I've always been.
And we don't. The issue is that we're having to make this decision more or less blindly as a university.
Yes.
Because you can't know what, I mean, the Pac-12 is going to tell you what they want you to hear. They're going to tell you that, oh, we got these units, we got this, we got that. But it's not on paper, it's not in writing that they're going to get, you
right.
know, 12 million or 15 million from ESPN or Fox or whoever the case may be. So that is a completely fair concern that I would have to have if I'm Ed Scott. I need to know. And that's why you use this, right? And that's why you go to the
right.
AAC.
What if you can get more from your AAC?
If you can go from 8 to 12 and not have to, you know, change up your travel. Well, that's a totally different landscape, right? And then I don't have to worry about an exit fee, and then I'm in a much better position, you know, because say if I got 12 from the Pac-12, that's a different 12 because my travel costs go up, right? So again, that's under the assumption that the AAC can do enough. I don't know that they can. They clearly seem to be like they're trying.
They better.
Yeah.
Or they fall apart. Know that their existence
in terms of any kind of relevance depends
on Memphis and Tulane, I would tell you.
I mean, like you can go get Air Force. Like, I
love what you're saying now, what you've brought into the equation, at least, that if you are Ed Scott, you use this Pac-12 interest to get now the best deal possible,
for sure.
At least to see it. See what that's
exactly.
You got Pernetti in here. He's a new commissioner.
There's
a chance to tell him how this is going to go. You understand what I'm saying?
For
the first time ever. And so maybe, again,
yes.
maybe it sets you up where you're getting a bigger cut.
No doubt.
In a conference that, yes, might end up being less than this new Pac-12, but if you are dominating it still, and
yeah.
if committee's still taking undefeateds out, there's still more money financially.
I agree.
And especially if it's and this is where we'll go. Now, you start telling me Tulane's coming over with you. Yeah, that's where it matters more to me now.
Yeah.
But by myself,
right.
That's where I was hesitating with you last week.
I would have to think, and again, we're all sort of assuming, but I would have to think that Memphis and Tulane would be aligned. You know,
like-minded,
what I mean?
Yes, like, you would think they are. Yes,
I would like think. Whether that's staying or going.
One or the other.
You know, like Memphis should get with Tulane
because the leverage is similar.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like they have a very good football program. Memphis has a very good football program. You know, both very good universities.
Right, yeah, right now you can argue you're on top because you got
exactly.
So them in football,
but it, but Tulane is still a brand, right?
100%.
They have a brand.
They've
in football.
Shown us.
And Memphis has a brand in football. So I would like to definitely get on the phone and the horn with their leadership and make sure that we are united in our on one united front with them.
And if you want to, don't include South Florida if you're those two. You two ask for more. South
it seems like they will not go.
I don't feel like South Florida.
Yeah.
It seems like they will not go, right?
Yeah.
That's what 40's written.
Yeah.
From the, but back to that point, it would be about us two.
Yes.
And this leverage
exactly.
that we have.
No, I agree.
Give
with that.
Me a better deal in the AAC. I want more.
No, yeah.
Because now we're the relevant thing in this thing. We're what's bringing the eyes to the table.
You can't convince me that Pernetti is here by happenstance. I mean, you just, like, oh, coincidentally it happened this week. Like, I just don't.
I will say he was making the rounds.
He was making the rounds.
But you're right. You need to drop in right now.
Like,
so,
was he supposed to be here during this
week? Well,
it's
just exact like Puff like last night or whatever with the arrest. It sounded like it was going to come a little late in the week. Well, they bumped it up. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Pernetti bumped this up.
I think that's exactly what happened. And he's
because you need to get on down.
He was at the Silverfield show last night.
He's already read your piece from your $7 piece from, what'd you say, Canzano?
Canzano.
Yeah.
I need to know what
so
Canzano
he had to,
said.
So he had to get on down here.
He said, Canzano reported, just for the record, that the Pac-12 is meeting midweek talk about Memphis and Tulane.
So smart move, Pernetti, get up in here and tell Ed Scott what you're going to do for Memphis and Tulane. Hell, Tulane said, what you're going to do for us before they go see the Pac-12's offer later in the week.
Now, footballscoop.com has advanced the story, I think, in some ways. I think we assume this, but they have now reported it. Sources, this was 46 minutes ago. Sources confirmed to Football Scoop that Memphis officials are keenly interested in an opportunity to join the Pac-12 and exit their current conference membership.
Again, it just raises your leverage. Of course you want that report
right.
out there. It helps AAC. It helps you with Pernetti right now.
Look, Memphis is in a good spot because they either get the money that they need to make the AAC viable, right, for their media package, and somebody gets the squeeze.
Yeah, get us over 10.
Or you can't. You find out that the AAC can't or is not willing to do that, and you chunk the deuces and go to a league with.
But, I mean, you just read. You said you've never heard some of these things like Pernetti was talking about with equity and all these other sponsorships. They're trying to get that
right.
money up. They're not going to come shorthanded here.
Well, they got to have it. Don't sell me on
of
dreams.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
And you're in the role of Ed Scott right now, and you got the leverage. That's a good position for Memphis to be in. It might work out for you where you get a better deal.
It could. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. I mean, obviously, if Memphis goes to the Pac-12, it will mean that they did not believe that the AAC was going to be able to get it done financially. But it seems like Memphis
and South Florida's waiting on the AAC.
That's what it feels like. I mean, you know, and again,
I know where you're at on you and everybody's like, don't wait, and why would you wait and all that? But that's what they're doing.
I
got a text after you stopped me right there that's what they're waiting.
They at least are in Florida. Next to the Atlantic Ocean, so you know that tends to check out why they would want to stick where they're at. But hell, I mean, they've been passed over just like Memphis has, so they got kicked out. I mean, they were in the Big East and they got kicked out of that damn thing. So I know that Memphis is definitely like people always, and it's true. Like they should have been in a power league before, but it's almost worse to be them. It's almost worse to be South Florida having tasted it. Having been a part of it and then booted from it and not brought back. So we'll see. This is a story that will probably advance pretty quickly. We'll see what Pernetti can do, what he can pull off, what he can guarantee Memphis, because that's what you need to know. What can you guarantee me?
Oh, I need to know it from the Pac-12 too.
What can anybody guarantee me? We're all talking hopes and dreams.
I mean, we're in presentation phase.
No
so
question.
Show me the money. Literally,
no
if I'm Ed Scott, show me the money, both sides.
I need to know from the Pac-12, are the tournament units really higher, right? Because that's a big thing. Is there a chance at college football playoff revenue?
Man, yeah. I would say this. I know the TV deal's set and you're making what you're making, but I'm on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
In the AAC.
Mm-hmm.
That's recognizable.
It is.
What am I going to be on?
That's exactly right.
In the Pac-12.
No,
show me.
Look, I agree with you. Don't put, like, I don't want to run to a place where you're putting me on Tubi. You know, like I'm with you 100%. Even if the games are at 11 a.m., you know, it's still on ESPN.
There's a value in that.
Exactly.
That I need to know what you're showing me.
Totally,
you know,
agree.
And how it matches up.
You know, I mean, I think if you're saying that we're going to be the staple of this new ESPN app in 2026, you know, this new direct to consumer thing, like I'm cool with that, you know, but I need to know that. I need to know what the plan is, because if there is no plan, that also scares me.
Parnetti got a plan for you, John. And a little bit later, he's going to be talking to you.
I can't wait, because it's time that
Parnetti got a plan for you.
Somebody's going to get a foot in the ass in this league. And I'll say this: Air Force does not excite me.
Memphis.
Air Force, at all.
Well, no, yeah, I didn't. You know, you don't read that and start getting excited.
Because then you're talking about three teams in your league.
Oh, Resco tried to do this and didn't excite us then.
Exactly.
A couple of years ago or whatever.
Every other team you play in your league going to be running the option, bro. Like, that's not fun.
Well, in basketball, they stink.
Yeah, I mean,
not that this is ever driven by that.
No, but I mean,
we've often looked at the other side because of how important basketball is here, and
yes,
it's just nothing.
I like the novelty of the option with Navy. I don't want to have to play three teams like that every single year. You know,
no, you want to play Colorado State.
Yeah,
at midnight. That's what you want to do.
The real Norvell, Jay Norvell.
Didn't they just lose?
Yeah, they stink. He's awful, and that,
they should have beat Deion this year.
And that
Come
quarterback
on,
is lying his ass off about somebody offering him $600,000 in the portal NIL. There ain't no way he was getting $600,000 in the portal. He sucks.
Them folk did a lot of talking about what they were going
to
do.
Did you see Shadur? What he did to the quarterback?
Mm-mm.
The quarterback from Colorado State came up to shake his hand.
Yeah,
and Shadur started lecturing him. He was like, oh, see, all that talk during the week.
Now, they had talked. I knew about the talking. I didn't know Shadur gave him a lecture on it.
Yeah, all that talk during the week. He said, you came with me. And they did not shake hands. They did not. The Colorado State quarterback was like, all right, I'm not going to sit here and listen to you lecture me. He just walked off. But the cameras were still on Shadur. He was chirping at him.
Oh, I'll be checking that out in the
break. He should have shaken his hand, though. And then he could still lecture him, but he should have at least shaken his hand. The guy stuck his hand out.
You going to lecture now Shadur on how to handle
Just shake the hand, and then you could do the lecture, bro.
What about not talking, dude? What about you're not going to give him a lesson? You're not going to
Lesson, but it's like you really could have.
No, I'm with you.
I really could have.
I mean, the sportsmanship would have been. I beat you now, so
it's
hot coals. I'm going to shake your hand and smile, baby.
Exactly.
You know, there's hot coals on your head.
100%. That would have been the absolute boss move, is that you shake his hand and say, hey.
Yeah,
all that talking. But, I mean, huh?
You know, the Sanders family don't get down
that,
bro.
That's not. It was fine.
You know, you call them out, they're gonna call you back to the carpet.
Hey,
that's the way they operate.
Hey,
and asking them to change.
All is fair in love.
Whole other thing.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get, you know, if you're in that situation and you do not, you know, all that jaw.
Call me out.
Exactly.
You know?
No, I get it. I get it. But you beat their ass, bro. It wasn't even close. It wasn't even like a.
Yeah, but there've been some haters out there.
Yeah. No, that's true. It's an interesting one. I mean, you would have wanted CJ to shake his hand, though.
Dude, I said I would have.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that one.
But
what I'm saying is, you know, that's Shadur Sanders.
It is. It is.
And it's his daddy, and they've been like that for a long time.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Anyway, yeah, it'll be an interesting week, as it always is, with conference realignment and conference sports and college sports and what happens next.
Memphis, the belle of the ball.
It's kind of crazy. It took like, you
got
know,
a little bit of levers these days.
It's 2 a.m. I must be lonely. Matchbox 20. But
it's one of my favorites.
Memphis is sorry. I'm being told by our production team that it's 3 a.m. and I must be lonely. Not 2 a.m. It's even later, which I would agree with, actually, on the clock of college sports realignment. It's 3 a.m. Memphis looking like a 12 right now. Right, because all the best talent went home, you know, and here we are at the bar, and look, we have some demands, right? You want us to go home? We have some asks, big asks. We want top shelf.
Stress the K in that.
Yes, we have some asks, and we want top shelf. We don't want house. We want top shelf. You know, what I'm saying 1942. Don Julio.
Pour me the good stuff.
Ace of spades. All right? That's what we need. Even if that means, by the way, I don't know, Rice losing some shares. You know what I'm saying?
Rice ain't bought a share yet.
They ain't brought it, and they never will. So, I mean, we got to make some decisions
here. We're talking business, exactly. They should be happy. We'll put you out, Rice.
Man, exactly,
vote
bro.
Vote you out.
Tulsa, y'all ain't bringing nothing. Y'all should have never been here in the first place.
Oh, I brought P.J. Haggerty. That's about it.
So, yeah, go get caught. Go to, if you don't like it, you're allowed to leave.
Yep,
you know?
That's right.
So,
where you gonna
feel
go?
Free.
I'm taking this money from you, giving it to Memphis.
It's a dog-eat-dog, but that's the way it should be, for sure. All right, we'll come back with the rundown. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you turn to FM, ESPN?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Shoot 360 is awesome. Grand opening has gone down. The brand new 50,000 square foot facility in Cordova. You got to get out there to believe it. It's beautiful. Four NBA courts, four shooting bays. You're going to get better at the game of basketball the hooper in your house is going to get better at the game of basketball by getting a membership. Put all those skills to the test. Passing, dribbling, shooting. NBA players invest in it. NBA players use it. It's right here in Memphis. Two locations, Kyrieville and Cordova.
Yeah, it's all in one spot now. So you've even got the league right there. Reform Sports running its league out of this new, brand-new building over 1375 Big Orange Road. 50,000 square feet, as John has told you. And, man, it's beautiful. 779-3176. That's the number to shoot 360. I'm giving it to you now to lock it in. 901-779-3176. Call and get your membership now. Place is blowing up. You know, you've still got the location in Kyrieville, 85 Market Center Drive, and your membership will work at both places. But what's awesome is you've got it all in one place, the place to work on your game and then the place to play your game. And I tell you what, I mean, everybody's out there, you know, seeing Braylon Williams out there as well. We've talked about Fred Smith Jr. You're going to get tested out at Shoot 360. Should you decide to take that training and then try to apply it in the game, you can go out there and get that test. Again, 779-3176. The future of basketball training is here. It's happening at one place. That place is Shoot 360, Memphis.
Every round, it's time we do the rundown. Let's go. Yeah, week two in the NFL has come and gone. I didn't want to start with Diddy, okay? I mean, I've put it off long enough. I didn't want to start with Diddy.
Wait till the end of the rundown.
I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to kind of tackle that one or, you know, whatever. I just didn't want to start with it. But last night, the Eagles go down to the Atlanta Falcons. Prime time Kirk. I mean, we talk a lot about, in the beginning of the show, you know, the decision-making from Sirianni, which was bad. But how about Kirk, bro? I mean, that drive was some of his best stuff you'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not like, dude, their receivers are pretty lacking, to be honest with you. It's like Drake London and kind of Bijan, right? He's in that secondary role.
Well, I don't understand Pitts.
I know. It's just not happening.
And their usage of him.
I know.
Is he not good?
I didn't think he looked explosive yesterday. I thought he looked kind of slow.
Maybe he's just coming to the league and it hasn't been – maybe it's just that. He's not motivated or something. Or he's just.
I want to say he set the record, though, didn't he?
As a tight end, I thought rookie tight end, he had the most catches ever or something.
68 catches.
How are you not utilizing – it feels like he should be more weapon than what we see from him in that offense.
Yeah, it's bizarre because, like, you keep waiting on it, you know, and there's been injuries and things like that. But
anyway, yeah. Kirk's. You know, it's not like a great receiving core or anything else. But he's got some. He was finding him last night. Oh, you know who? You didn't even say him. Mooney,
the Moon Man.
All he was doing was getting open. My former number two that was actually a one before we got DJ.
He was huge.
He was huge getting last open night. Late.
Yeah, I had Falcons plus +5, and it was only did I cash that
Mooney
because of the Moon Man. You know, it's just, I was like, damn, this guy sucks. Well, they kept throwing like the, starting leg offense. I'm like, oh my God, he's our two. But you know what? He got open several times.
God bless Mooney.
And Kirk just, I mean, there was no resistance, right? There was, I think they had that one third down on the whole drive and it was when they threw the touchdown to London. I don't know what Philly was quite doing, honestly, defensively there. They were really not sending any pressure. And
they brought in Huff to hopefully do that for them. He wasn't doing it last night.
No, he was not. Kirk just kind of stood back there. Look, maybe it was just a great job that the Atlanta offensive line was doing. I mean, maybe they were just, you know, and Kirk was getting the ball out quickly. Like he looked as uncomfortable as you could possibly look in week one, and he looked as comfortable as you could look in week two.
But we said why for the show that Pittsburgh defense is real, real.
That's exactly right. I mean, I think that's
that Philly
one of the
defense is a young one. That's still in showing it's getting a whole lot of rush right now, having let go of Hassan Reddick.
Exactly right. That's a huge problem. And Pittsburgh's
they're real young up front, too. They were showing the numbers.
Yeah.
Like all those Jalen, all the Jalen's good, but they're real young up there.
Yep.
So they, you know, they had to trim on money.
They did, yeah.
And they spent, I guess, on Bryce bringing him in. That was one of the expenditures. But
look, I mean, you paid Saquon
$13
million.
Don't look like a great
million.
Defense, bro.
No, they went all in on offense. They paid Devontae, they paid Saquon, they paid Jalen, they paid AJ. Like,
and they got Huff, I think. Huff was
no,
part
you're
of this
right.
Group. But that was about it from what I can tell.
Yeah, and
they miss Hassan.
It's just different for Huff, right? Because he was kind of like a hidden gem with the Jets.
Yes,
you kind of unleash him a little bit,
and with some other pretty good defensive players too.
And now it's like, okay, now you're the feature
you
edge rusher, right. So it's a little different, you know. Now you're gonna have to beat the best lineman on the team probably to get to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. So just a little different. So, yeah, look, I thought it was a season-saving win for the Atlanta Falcons because they play the Chiefs on, what is it, Monday night, Sunday night? I can't remember which one, but they play the Chiefs next week.
Yeah, I think it's Sunday night.
Yeah, so, I mean, you start 0-2, you're probably going to be 0-3. Good chance to be, at least. But now you've, you know, kept your season alive.
Well, and they have to in that division.
Yeah.
I mean, Tampa's, you know, sitting up there 2-0.
Tampa looks great.
Saints look good.
Tampa gets Denver this week, so they're probably going to start 3-0.
I mean, I can't believe what's happening in the NFC South, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody looks good. Saints look good.
Except Carolina. It's just amazing.
Carolina hot trash.
Yeah. So it was a great night for Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. You know, Raheem Morris getting on the board against Sirianni. So, you know, I don't know how the rest of the season is going to play out for Philly. You know, obviously, if they underachieve, then Sirianni is certainly gone. I mean, I saw some.
You see very easily from what we saw from Dallas against the Saints that they could still win that division just because Dallas
could.
Ain't some. You know, we saw a good performance week one.
That's right.
We saw just as iffy on the other side in week two.
The defense got run over. You know.
Right.
So
Philly could still end up winning it, even though, you know, I came in this season saying Dallas, but both have shown there's still dysfunction within them.
Philly could go undefeated in their division. I mean, it's on the table. It's possible. I'm not saying it's likely, but, I mean, you probably lose one of the Cowboys. Would you go 5-1? I mean, I think that's absolutely possible because the Giants are a complete disaster. You know, the Commanders' defense is not going to be able to stop the – I know they play weird games, like, but I just don't think that defense is capable of stopping the Philadelphia offense when it's healthy. So, you know, I still think for the season all their goals are intact, you know, again, because if you look at the Cowboys' schedule, right, they got the Ravens this week. Then they got to go to Pittsburgh October the 6th. Then they play the Lions. Then they got to go to San Francisco. Then they got to play Atlanta in Atlanta. Then they got to play the Texans, the Bengals, you know, the Bucks. They it's going to be hard for them. It's going to be really hard for them if they are closer to that team we saw against New Orleans than they are the team that we saw against the Browns. Now, we don't know the answer to that. I mean, Ravens are -1 at Dallas this Sunday. It's very hard not to take Baltimore in this one just because of the way they run the ball, and it's just hard to envision Harbaugh going 0-3. I mean, it's possible. I have the under on both of these teams' win totals, so I don't like the game. I guess if I had to choose who I want to win, I would say the Cowboys because that would knock the Ravens to 0-3. You're probably not winning 11 games when you start 0-3. But
man, Ravens.
Yeah, very disappointing. I mean, you're a toe away from beating the Chiefs, and or at least having a chance to beat the Chiefs. And then, you know, you lose to the Raiders after being up 10 in the fourth quarter. I mean, you make it make sense.
And your brother's 2-0.
And your brother's 2-0, and like he's
in a situation where that's supposed to be a rebuild.
Everybody's feeling great in L.A. Everybody's like,
right, like we're on our way. We know, you know, we got no pressure whatsoever over here right
exactly.
Now. Like we're 2-0.
Yeah, they look fantastic in L.A.
But Harbaugh, like in this case, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, Baltimore coach. That's John.
John, yeah.
I always get them mixed up. So excuse me on that. He would have to have a couple of failing years. He is so entrenched.
Absolutely.
He's kind of like a Tomlin in the sense.
No doubt.
You know, it'd have to be disappointing for a couple of years before you're talking about moving.
Unless he gets caught up in like a Diddy scandal, he's not getting fired. I just don't think there's any way that's happening because just he's been too good over the, you know, so he's been there since 08. How many losing seasons has the guy had?
It feels like very few.
He's had two. He had two losing seasons.
Since 08.
Since 2008.
Yeah, he's right there with Tomlin in terms of that. That's very impressive. It's basically like being, you know, winning record playoff type every year.
And they won the AFC North 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times in you know, 16 years. I mean, that's, in that division, that's amazing. You know, they've been to the playoffs, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 times. 11 out of 16 years. Good luck finding anybody with that kind of consistency. It's just not easy to find.
Have you been watching Belichick on Manning Cast?
Saw the clips.
Yeah, I've been watching it. Huh?
No.
I'm surprised.
But he seems pretty good.
Everybody that's watched says it's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
He talked about, blank and seeing those guys celebrating when they were up.
Yeah.
And then coming back to beat them.
He was salty about the Falcons? Because they didn't hire him?
He was pointing out that's part of the MO. You're thinking, part of the reasoning for it.
Yeah.
He was talking about, you know, Arthur and them celebrating when they were up 23 in that Super Bowl. Yeah. You came back and got them.
Yeah.
And you talk about how good it was, you know, how seeing them celebrating all that and then coming back to get how good that felt. Well, yeah, we know. And we know why you're bringing it up. I mean, Arthur didn't hire you. And so, I mean, he showed himself. He showed a little bit of that human flesh, man.
No,
a little bit of that pettiness.
Yeah.
The Steelers giving away petty game balls to Russell Wilson. That kind of stuff. I think people were wondering, would we see some of the human? And you're seeing it kind of come out. It's kind of making me want to go check it out because I haven't up to this point. All that said, he's also trying to make himself look pretty good in terms of he's criticizing the Bears, didn't address offensive line enough. Like, you know, Belichick wants to coach again, too. And so he's going to tell you, hey, I know, you know, this is the way that needs to run right now in this league. Because he's trying to be, you know, he's trying to get back in. I mean, he at one point, we all thought he was going to be the Falcons' next coach. He wasn't. He's not done. And so I think it's a combination of both. Him, we're seeing a different side of him, but also him. He's trying to sell himself, too, because he wants to be a coach again.
Yep. Yep.
So I need to check, you know, clock more into it. I had gotten off the Manning cast, to be honest with you, because apparently it's still very much worth watching, especially now with Belichick in the fold.
Yep. So anyway, yeah, that's a dub for the Atlanta Falcons last night, and the Eagles got to regroup. They go to New Orleans. No easy.
I don't know yet what to make of them.
I agree.
But I'm not going to take anything from them anymore or call it fluky like I did after week one.
But it's like I kind of feel like, you know, we talked about the stat yesterday. You're not going to sustain 15 scores on 15 drives, right? There probably is some.
But they're saying Kubiak could be the son of Gary, I guess.
Yes, the Shanahan tree, you know. I mean, look,
what he's brought to Carr is it's working now.
And Shaheed's a dog. I mean, he takes the top off, and Kamara's having a great year. But
that's bounce back because a lot of us thought Kamara was over the hill.
Yep.
But he has shown so far he's looking like absolute best running back in football, one of them.
Yep. I just think regression is going to slap them in the face at some point, and probably it feels like this is probably the week where it does happen. You know, with the Eagles off a very tough loss, and the Saints, you know, celebrating, and Dennis Allen's in the locker room saying, sometimes you got to pop out and show them.
Mm.
Did you see that?
No.
Dennis Allen came in the locker room with the lights all blaring. He said, hey.
But I saw the lights blaring. I didn't know he was a part of that. That matters to me. Like I told you, after the first week, it was all business.
Yes.
This week, they were partying a little bit more. Well, I just wonder about that team handling success now. Can they do that?
Exactly.
Because that's a different approach. At first, it was let's be under the radar. We'll just take care of business. That can't work. Now you're selling me something completely different.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He came in there and said, "Hey, look, what do we always say? Sometimes you got to pop out and show them. Break it down.
That's a good line. Yeah. I mean, he's got his team with him right now.
No, that's a powerful thing.
And forget, as long as you got your team with you, it doesn't matter what us outsiders are saying. As long as they're buying in.
That's right.
Be careful with that switch.
Exactly, because you got to do it again next week.
Yeah.
I mean, the NFL, I mean, again, we learn this every single week. But
yeah, humble real fast.
The fact that Antonio Pierce can do what he did on Sunday, you know, after the week prior, looking like he didn't know what the hell he was doing. I mean, that goes to show you that this stuff is not easy, right? You know, ask anybody if they've ever joined a Survivor contest where you pick one team a week to win, and if they win, you move on, and if they lose, you're out. Ask people how hard that is. It's a lot harder than it seems, you know, because you can only use that team once, you know. Can't use them again for the rest of the year, and you got to use every team, basically. I mean, you get not every team, but, you know, you got to use a lot of them. So it's very difficult week to week to win in this league, and you can't take it for granted. I mean, what were the Eagles last night? 97% to win, you know? Pretty nuts, man. Pretty nuts. But the Falcons get it done. Primetime Kirk, man, he was back in his bag with that one. As he leads the game-winning drive over the Eagles.
They could have missed that extra point, too, because of that penalty that set them back to the 40s.
My God, man.
We didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that was...
And was that
like a 30-yard penalty.
Was that different than... Was that a dance move a la Ja, or was that really something different? Was that just they called it a taunt?
I guess they just called it a taunt.
I think my man London did the, you know...
Yeah, he did the...
He sprayed or whatever. Yeah, he did, now, yeah. But again, I don't even want... Because it could have been a dance, everything else, all that stuff, but... Dude, they could have missed that extra point. They could have missed that. You saw, what's my guy, Raheem?
Mm-hmm.
He was all over that ref. I think trying to argue, bro, that's a dance. That's not, you know what I'm saying? That's not some extra taunting that kid is doing.
Exactly.
Could have absolutely cost him and ended up not costing.
Also, you know what Sirianni did last night? I didn't mention this. He didn't accept the first down on that intentional offsides. right? I mean, mm-hmm. I get why.
No, they even Tariq, whoever was last night, they were saying that was the right move.
Yeah. Peyton said it was – Peyton disagreed.
Oh, I didn't hear Manning
pass. Yeah, Peyton was like
– I know he was mad at the pass at the end.
Yeah.
But I didn't know Peyton was mad at this.
Yeah.
They said he went crazy about the pass at the end of Saquon.
I think it probably was because, you know, you forced them to use a timeout, right?
Right.
I mean, that's – but it was just kind of interesting, like –
Well, that was his whole thing about, you know, about why we're going back, because I don't think they'll drive down with no timeouts.
Right.
And so
right.
He had to play that I still think wrong move, clearly.
Yeah.
Just
run the ball or just accept it and you're 5 yards closer, score a touchdown. I don't know. You know, you overanalyze these things and
Thought Saquon was running well.
He really was. That's the other thing about it. They had more rushing yards than Jalen Hurts had passing yards, right?
I don't think I realized that, but yeah. Okay, it makes sense.
Yeah, because Jalen was getting loose.
AJ wasn't out there.
Yeah.
So you were limited in your path.
And I'm a big believer in any walk of life, right? Whatever it is you do, do what you do well. Like, find what you do well and do it, right? Don't try to get cute because if it works, it can never be boring. If the tush push works, it can never be boring. If short yardage runs is what you do the best, better than any team in the NFL, that's your identity. And if you stray away from that identity, you're only hurting yourself. You know, it's like if a Jim Boeheim Syracuse team all of a sudden said, all right, you know, for the next 5 minutes, we're going to play man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, you don't. That's not your defense. That's not what you do. I mean, can you get away with it? Sure. But that's not really what you've built your program on, your career on. It's like, let's just play the 2-3 zone, the matchup zone, and force these teams to solve our puzzle, as opposed to making it easier for them with man-to-man defense. You know, that's what the Eagles do better than anybody else, picking up short yards. Even those tush pushes were getting 3 and 4 yards. I mean, they weren't just going for one. Jalen was slipping through for 3 and 4.
I will say, I mean, it was – you had another layer of insight having Kelce, who just played for that team, just the center of the tush push.
Yep.
The center of everything Philly does offensively. You know, bringing that, I thought that was good enough. It was one of the reasons I wasn't on the Manning cast. You know, having
yeah,
Kelce
he was.
Now
great.
I will say this, bro. He is on everything now. It's just like Travis. That he's in all commercials. You turn on, Jason Kelce is on.
Yep.
Like it is the year of Kelce, and he is. I mean, I have to cut. It's not just because he's Travis Kelce's brother. He's got his. He brings a lot to the table himself. I don't know. I think it's him and his wife too that have got these. They do FanDuel commercials. Everything else, super marketable. Bro is just a marketing phenom.
He does everything.
He's everywhere right now.
Yes, no question. But there you go. That was week one in the NFL. Excuse me, week two in the NFL.
Arkansas Athletic Director Hunter Yurecek, right? Said Monday night that I want to make sure I pronounced that correctly. He'd be open to moving. We'll see how y'all feel about this. Next season's Arkansas versus Memphis football game to Fayetteville. If y'all are interested, we know that Memphis is indeed renovating its stadium. Next year's game is set for September 20th. It's part of a 2-for-1 deal that we discussed a little bit earlier this week, as a matter of fact. You got games in 26, 28. Those are the games in Fayetteville, and the game here is 25. You're also going to get a little money out of this thing. And Yurecek, who's in town for the Touchdown Club's weekly meeting, said that, listen, y'all want to move this thing to Fayetteville, y'all can bring it on, man. And probably, I would think, and would be willing to, I haven't read all the way through the story, but would be willing to sweeten up the pot a little bit to come over, perhaps. I don't know. You guys interested in giving up a home game and a, again, I would tell you, what have you had on the schedule lately that you've really been able to point to, say, this is a great one. Most of the time, you're playing these kinds of games on the road.
Yep.
It does seem like you are limited in terms of your take, right, because you're going to have a stadium that's limited in terms of attendance. And so maybe there is more financial, I'm assuming. You're not bringing this up unless there would be, I'm imagining. Maybe there is more financial incentive to move it, because I do think you're probably limited, and if you're telling me, you know, what we've already got in our contracts in terms of what you're paying is already set, and now you're giving me something else. So I think, again, worth consideration, but I don't know. Y'all willing to give up a home game to Arkansas?
Well, it is the math equation, right?
We ended up giving up wasn't that the case in the Missouri situation where you give up what became
a
neutral site?
They paid you like $250 or
but
something.
They paid you. It yeah. made financial sense to yeah. do so, even yeah. though – yes, it lessened the home schedule.
Yeah, no, but now in this case, they're just saying, we'll give you the home game, but we're going to do it after your renovations are done. We're going to flip the way the schedule is, right?
No. In this case, they're saying move your game in 25 to us because y'all are having construction.
Right.
That's my understanding.
So he's not.
Arkansas AD opened a moving 2025 game because of the construction. You're coming to us. The other two are with us. We're not giving you anything else. We're not switching any other games. My understanding.
I thought it was
point.
Like he was flipping them, but if that's not the case, then it's no deal. I mean, why the hell would we do that? What sense would that make? I mean, losing a home game because of renovations, you just take what you can get. I mean, it's not ideal. It's not, and you're probably right because their schedule is probably set, right? Like they can't, you know, change anything. I don't know. When I saw that story, I thought he was talking about alternating dates and venues. But if he's not talking about doing that, then he can kiss my ass. I mean, if I'm Memphis, or pay me the $3 million to get out of the game.
I mean, I'm reading through his quotes. Here, I'd be open to looking at both of our schedules, potentially doing a swap of the dates of the game.
Right.
If it worked better for them to have the game that was played in Memphis in future years when the stadium is done, I'd be willing to look at moving the game to Fayetteville next year.
Yeah. So if he's willing to do that, then I would say yes. I would say let's. But is that still in writing? Like, is that going to mess up the contract? Like, I don't know. If as long as it would not, I would say let's do it because you want that full stadium. You want to get
No, I mean that makes all the sense in the world. You get it when you can fill it up and put in.
I think it's actually a nice gesture by the guy to volunteer to do that as long as he's intending to repay the game. Didn't Arkansas owe us a home game for like 100 years that they didn't repay?
Is that why this is a 2-for-1?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know, but I always felt like I would read – Memphis fans would always say, Arkansas still owes us a home game. So, I don't know.
It makes all the sense in the world to switch it up if you're Memphis.
I don't – yeah, I mean, obviously it sucks for next year, but, you know, or whenever – was that 2025? Mm-hmm. So, it would be next year.
Yeah, it's next year's game.
So, I would just say
– and yours are 26-28 over there.
Yeah, so –
right now.
So, I assume 2028 would be what you're looking at. So, you do two straight in Fayetteville, and then you get the 2028 here. I mean, that's what I would do if he's willing to do it, just because it's more revenue opportunity, more fans.
Yeah, and he seems to be fully – there's another quote that says, you know, be willing to – and give Memphis the opportunity to host a game in a future year when their stadium is done.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's a good gesture, so I would take him up on it. I mean, you'll sell it out at 30,000, but
– hadn't had discussions yet, so this was all yesterday at the Touchdown Club. He hadn't talked with Ed Scott about it yet, but I'd be – that'd be one. If I'm Ed Scott, I see this written down, I'd be one to do that because that's more money for me down the line
exactly
than it is next year
that's
for me in a limited capacity.
That's 100% the case.
Yeah. Appreciate your check for that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad my apologies. Glad I got straightened. That wasn't in the headline.
Right.
It was just moving the game.
Right.
But that quote is up high, and so I apologize for not seeing that higher.
So it'd just be like a 2025-2028 swap. I'm all for it. Like
I am too.
You mean, because again, it's like, you know, that could be one of your, you know, first things that –
although it doesn't help next year's home schedule, I mean it's going to be another year of us saying, you know what's
it's going to hurt.
What are we pointing to? But that said, you're looking bigger picture. You're looking more in the pot down the road.
Right.
So it makes financial sense, which we're all about around here.
Yep. Mark Stein, I just saw this. Mark Stein somewhere. I don't know exactly where he did it, but I saw somebody tweet about this. That he has projected the Grizzlies 12th in the West. Now, maybe this is like a, I just saw this. I don't know it, from a Grizzlies fan tweeted about it. He has a Substack. Maybe he put it in a Substack or something like that. But he has projected the Grizzlies to finish 12th in the West, which is just a diabolically bad take. I mean, how are you getting there? How are you getting the Grizzlies 12th in the West? Like, are you saying that the world is going to cave in on them and that, like, everybody's going to get hurt or suspended? Or, like, how on earth can you put them behind the Kings? How can you put them behind the Warriors? How can you put them behind, the Jazz? I mean, what are we talking about here? Mark?
I mean, ESPN had them pretty low, too, didn't they? Not that low, but had them pretty low and tied with some teams that were out of the play-in. ESPN had them as a play-in team, so I'm not... I'm not saying that to make the case. Oh, Mark Stein's right. No, we think they should be higher. I'm 1-6. You're 1-4. Mm-hmm. I think we've pretty much nailed down. So it does seem disrespectful, but you know, it's not too different than what ESPN thinks of you.
Yeah, so I mean, I'll give you a Thunder, I'll give you Nuggets, I'll give you Timberwolves, I'll even give you Mavs if we wanted to go worst case, right? I guess Suns would be worst case. So that puts you seven. I mean, the Pelicans, how can we give them the benefit of the doubt when they are bringing in a completely new face that we think Brandon Ingram and DeJounte Murray are going to work together? Like, I'm selling that all day. Lakers aging. We know they don't tend to care about the playoffs. So Kings got worse last year. I'm not sure what they did in the offseason to materially change their trajectory. And then the Warriors, right? I mean, we're very unclear about how good the Warriors will be, you know, in the regular season because they're lacking as well. I mean, I just don't really feel like in terms of moves that were made around the West that you could possibly get to with a straight face 12th. I mean, out of the playoffs, out of the play-in, out of the everything, you think the Grizzlies are just not going to make the playoffs healthy? Now, maybe he's saying he doesn't think they'll be healthy. But, like, how can you project that? Like, how can you say that? That's not a – I mean, you could bring it up as a potential concern, but it feels like he's using that to justify the spot, which I think is highly offensive if that's true. I think it's really, really wrong. I mean, I think the number is a lot closer to 5.5 than it is 11.5.
He's got them 44, and the ESPN had them 44-38, which was tied for ninth.
Right.
With the Rockets and the Lakers, who are 11th. They gave the Rockets the 10 spot. And so what you're saying, 12th? They have 12, and I'm doing this to tell you where they got the record, the Clippers at 43-39, so one game less than where ESPN's got you. So, I mean, I, again, not going to argue Stein's position here. I feel like that's so often because I agree with you, but when you hand it back to me like that, it feels like I'm often put in the position where I have to play devil's advocate. I'm not going to do that here. But clearly, not everyone is in, John, on the Grizzlies in terms of the way we are. I mean, ESPN is not. They think that you're going to be battling for playing. Stein is, I don't think, he's not far off from ESPN's prediction. So
right.
This one isn't coming out from left field if you've already looked at where ESPN's got you. And it's obvious that there are some people out there that don't believe. Maybe they don't believe John Morant's one of the best point guards in the league. You know, maybe they don't believe this all comes together like we do.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so one thing we know we haven't seen is it all play together just for whatever reason, injury. Maybe there are some that just think this doesn't. They're looking at us as the same thing as sort of this experiment that's going on with New Orleans. It's, you know, you've got all these pieces, but it hasn't come together as a team yet.
Right.
We know that it looks good in nine games. We know that Ja's a hell of a difference maker, but all of it, a lot of it is in, you know, some of it in theory. Now, we got a little bit more than theory because you've been a two seed
right
in two of the last 3 years. You know when you've got most of those guys what you are, but I need you to understand there are people that aren't nearly as high on the Grizzlies as we are, and they could end up being very wrong. Yes, but it's not some, you know, it's not some small island. ESPN doesn't think of the Grizzlies as we do. Mark Stein doesn't think of the Grizzlies as we do.
Well, I think ESPN's position is a little more reasonable, right? I think 12 is your trying.
And you're talking about a bunch up, you know, a lot of
that's true.
Teams that are bunched together, and we're only
separated
talking about a separation
a
of two, three games between a 6 and a 10.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. I'm buying it. I'm buying the bounce. But you know, again, people have to see it to believe it, and I get that. That's fair.
This team seems to operate better when it's disrespected or whatever else. I mean, I guess if that's what you're looking for, mine's more about it struggled when it's been successful, when it has been the two seed, then it thinks it's arrived all of a sudden, and you know. Maybe not as willing to put the work in, or a little bit more glamour and glitz than it needs to be. And so, I'm saying that to say, not a bad thing that ESPN may in their eyes be snubbing them, or Mark Snyder be snubbing them. This team, telling them they got something to prove. Maybe that's going to be a good thing for them.
Yep, no doubt about it. But we're getting close. We're getting close to preseason. 3 weeks out, I think. I mean, just about. So it'll all be back. We'll come back. Jeff Coggs will join us at 1:25. Talk to him about the latest in Memphis sports, beating Florida State, Pac-12, his column, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.